Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Here's some things that MOST stands for: Museum of Science and Technology in Syracuse, an organization for moms of triplets and other multiples called Mothers of Super Twins. There's a Salvadoran rapper who goes by MOST. And then there's the Maynard Operation Sequence Technique. Around here, MOST doesn't stand for anything except of most of staff talking.
When did you find out?
We're all in the studio to bring this. Man. No, this is Ian's spare time.
Shot.
Get ready for the MOST. Hit it. All right, Caitlin, where is your MOST from?
My MOST is from NBC 11, which is a local TV affiliate in San Francisco. And it's about Google working on an effort to give all the homeless people in San Francisco their own phone number and their own voicemail. Basically, the way it works kind of like any voicemail. You can check it from any phone, and the users can record whatever greeting they have of their choice. And when you call the number, there's no indication that this number is given to a homeless person. So the theory is that they can use it to apply for jobs, for a callback number, to get information about test results and communicate with healthcare professionals, and also to keep in touch with family and friends. So it's kind of a really cool initiative, and they're hoping that it's successful, and if people take part, they want to expand it to cities across the country.
My MOST is from Google Trends. That's all the most searched terms that people type into the Google box. At number 9, it's leap year. Of course, today is leap day. It's because we're on a calendar, this Gregorian calendar, and there's actually every year 365.24 days. So we keep adding a quarter of a day, a quarter of a day, a quarter of the day. And if we didn't have this leap year on the 29th, we would have 24 sort of extra days stacked up after 100 years.
Do you know that on the Hebrew calendar, they have a leap month?
A whole month?
They add an extra month.
That's the 24 days.
Yeah, and I think we're in that month right now. I could be wrong. I'll have to look it up. It doesn't have its own name. It's like just called number 2 of the previous month.
I mean, is it just me, or is there something mystical about having extra time that doesn't really exist? Like, no rules? You can just do whatever you want. Nothing counts. You can eat whatever you want.
Do we get the day prorated?
Rachel, you are freaking me out.
But I do want to... We talked about the top of the show, and so I was saying this is a day that, you know, kind of... in the lore of it is that women can propose to men. There's lots of Sadie Hawkins dances on this day, and some people call it Sadie Hawkins Day. But someone got very upset, saying, no, Sadie Hawkins Day is in November. They're kind of both true. It was the character of Sadie Hawkins from the cartoon Little Abner. Uh-huh. And that's when she first appeared in the cartoon on November. So some people say Sadie Hawkins Day is in November. Some people say it's today. I say, can we all just get along?
Sadie Hawkins controversy.
That's right. Hey, guys. MOST emailed from Yahoo News. Pregnant woman uses train toilet. Baby slips out. This is a pretty amazing story. A newborn baby girl survived an ignoble birth after slipping down the toilet bowl of a moving Indian train. The woman sat down on the toilet to use the loo, and her baby came out 2 months prematurely.
Wow.
And this is, I don't know if you guys know, on a lot of older trains, the hole in the bottom of the toilet just goes out of the train. So the baby fell out of the bottom of the train onto the tracks.
Baby's okay?
We're very happy to say that the baby is okay.
That is amazing.
The baby is premature, so it's in intensive care because it's a premature birth. But the fall and everything, it's recovered. But a pretty amazing thing. So the woman actually fainted right after the birth, and then she recovered and realized what had happened, and they stopped the train, and looks like it's going to be okay.
Good that it's going to be okay. Ian, what do you have?
This is a MOST search from MSN. Forget the newly assigned 11 planets. Grade 4 student can help with mnemonic. So you remember Pluto was downgraded to dwarf.
Yeah.
A lot of people love Pluto, so they're like, okay, then dwarfs are planets. So then, they let Pluto back in. They had to let in 2 other dwarfs, Ceres and Eris. So now there are 11 planets we got to worry about.
Are you really? There's 2 more planets?
I didn't know that.
Well, I got to go back to school.
They're dwarf planets.
I think you're making stuff up.
this is your editor. Facts check out. Ian is correct.
Booyah. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Ceres, Jupiter, Pashman, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and Eris. Ceres, Pluto, and Eris are the dwarf planets. So... Okay. Now, you know, there were the old mnemonics. National Geographic held a contest, and a fourth grader won it to come up with a new mnemonic to help people remember the 11 planets. It goes a little something like this. My very exciting magic carpet just sailed under 9 palace elephants.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I see why she
There's
won.
There's a narrative. It works.
And I understand that a couple of our staffers were competing with this fourth grader to come up. I tried.
Set the bar high, people.
I don't know what was in my brain. I had 1 minute. I came up with Madame Vichyssoise eats mad crepes. Jacques squats under new Parisian Eiffel. But I understand there's a couple coming in from the control room. Let's hear them.
Before I give mine, I just want to say there is no Planet Pashman. Okay. So this is Trisha. Here's mine. Most vegetarians eat many carrots, just subsisting upon nutritious piquant edibles.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Very nice, wow. Trisha.
But you have to know the word piquant.
Not French.
Piquant. They're not all piquant.
Laura, do you have one?
Laura Silver,
our intern?
No Vichyssoise, but okay. Martha's Vineyard egg creams make cranky juices swirl under newly painted eaves.
Whoa. Oh,
that's like literary.
That's literary. Very literary.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, very impressive. Anyone else? Was that it?
We may have to post that one on the blog.
Yeah.
We should have a contest.
I
we should
so.
Like get people to do
you
new
heard
mnemonics.
My feelings, Allison. What about mine?
I love yours.
Okay. Speaking of love, Matt, what do you love?
Oh, I love the American Idol.
Yes, you
do. I love me the American Idol. And this is one of the most viewed at the Washington Post. It's the most viewed everywhere, basically. Let's face it. Last night, they cut four more singers loose. They cut Elena Whitaker, Jason Yeager, Robbie Carrico, and Alexandria Lushington. I disagreed with the male cuts. I think they should have got rid of Luke Menard. He sang Killer Queen on Tuesday, and he's a good-looking guy, but you know what? Just doesn't have the voice for
Luke,
it.
Luke, I kind of agree with you on that one. I watched the American Idol last night.
Yeah?
I did. Yeah? I did agree with you on that one.
Yeah, it's no good. The worst was Elena Whitaker. She's 16 years old. When they announced that she was cut, she just broke down.
It was horrible.
It was
she
really,
crying.
Really
she
uncomfortable.
Back. And then they make them sing. Like,
yeah.
You're like off American Idol. Have a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you say one of them's last name is Lushington?
Yes. Alexandria Lushington. That's not
funny.
You're
That's
rude.
Not funny. Okay, thanks, Matt.
What's yours, Rachel?
And I have one of the most emailed stories at npr.org right now. It's a profile of a man named Dr. Michael Lill. He's the head of the bone marrow transplant program at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. And he developed this program specifically for Jehovah's Witnesses to receive bone marrow transplants without blood transfusions, which would be against their religion. Patty Naiman reported the story about Dr. Lill, and here's a little bit of that story.